Welcome to our latest Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. I'm Grazia's Beauty Director, Jolie Walker, and thank you, as always, for being with us. This time, we have with us a legend in the reality TV world, joining us from the glamorous West Coast of America.
My name is Christine Quinn, and I am known for being the star of Selling Sunset. However, I'm also an entrepreneur and a beauty and fashion icon.
Coming up, how Christine stays on top of her beauty regime, even when she's rushed off her feet.
Yeah, I've noticed a lack of time for sure, but I'd rather put that in, you know, into my makeup routine. And the hair, if I have time, I'll do something fabulous. If not, I'll just throw it up.
Now, there aren't many of us that can say this. Christine has created her own scent because everyone around her has copied her previous perfume choices.
I made my own perfume, believe it or not, because I got so tired of, you know, everyone else smelling like me. There was one perfume in LA that everyone was wearing. I started that fragrance. Like, no one knew what that was when it came out.
And as always, we'll get Christine's biggest beauty blunder. For her, she's learned that sometimes it's better to go simple.
The last ponytail that I had about 30 pearls in it that were glued into my head. It took me like 2.5 hours to get the glue out after that.
It's another great edition of the show. Here comes Christine Quinn. Hello and welcome, Christine. How are you today?
Hi, Jolie. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you for asking. And I'm very, very excited to have you joining us all the way from LA to give all of your amazing beauty tips, which I have no doubt that you've got absolutely tons. But I'd like to kick things off just by chatting about your kind of beauty style in general. So how would you describe your vibe? Are you kind of forever trying new products, or are you kind of faithful to those staples that you've had in your cabinet for years?
Beauty is ever evolving, like my fashion. I find myself, you know, always on the hunt for, you know, the best, the latest and the greatest, you know, the newest, the coolest products in terms of innovation and in terms of, you know, ways to facilitate my lifestyle. So, you know, I used to be a really, really glam Barbie doll for a really long time. And I started getting recently a little bit more into, the no makeup kind of more natural look. So I've been playing with that one a little bit. And I like to change it up and do different things, whether it's rocking a spray tan or my natural color, things like that. I'm always changing it up and going with the trends.
And it sounds like you're just obsessed with beauty in general, though. So you like to switch things up, but you're kind of from spray tans to obviously your amazing nails, hair, makeup, that you are you're a big beauty fan.
Yes, absolutely. All around.
So let's go into your 5 best pieces of beauty advice then. And let's kick things off with hair. So you've no doubt picked up so many incredible tips in your career. And you also have the type of, you know, glossy shine that many of us blondes, myself included, can only dream of. But what is the one piece of advice that you want to share today for hair?
The one piece of advice that I want to share for hair is the importance of silk and incorporating silk into your hair care routine. For me, I didn't realize that I was getting a lot of breakage from using regular cotton pillowcases. And I did research on silk pillowcases. They're the best for your hair. And also they keep, they maintain the natural oils. They don't strip it like cotton sheets do. And your hair doesn't get tangled at all. So it's just amazing to sleep in silk pillowcases every night if you can. And then also the hair ties that I use are silk hair ties as well. I think that's so important because, I don't know, a lot of people still love those really, really thick black, you know, like cord type ponytails, you know, if you have really thick hair, but they're so damaging and they're so tight and they're so unnecessary. So I love a good silk scrunchie. That really, really changes my life.
I am with you on that one. And I'm actually on holiday at the moment. I brought a silk pillowcase with me.
Oh my gosh.
So I am definitely with you on the silk.
Good for you.
I know, that's commitment, right?
I am proud of you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, definitely a good one.
Do you take any supplements?
I do, yes. I'm actually taking Hair Gain at the minute. And I take Omegas as well. I'm always trying to boost my hair health. Do you ever take supplements for your hair?
Absolutely. I was taking Nutrafol for the longest time and I was getting really good results with that. And then my doctor told me to stop taking that when I got pregnant. So I stopped taking that. And then I lost a lot of my hair after I had my baby. So now they came out with a postpartum formula, which I'm like really excited about, and it's perfect timing. So I've been taking the postpartum formula and then a lot of fish oils and stuff like that.
So you're big into the supplements too. And I guess for hair, but they also, you know, fish oils and things are great for skin as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, let's move on to makeup then and your best piece of makeup advice. Now, I've heard that you do your own makeup for the show, but you're also launching your own range with Ciate. Can you tell us about that and also your best piece of makeup advice?
Yes, I'm so excited about that. Yeah, for the first two seasons, I always did my own makeup and I loved it. It was so much fun for me. But I got to a point where I really take my time with my makeup. It takes me like quite a while to do it, and I'm a perfectionist, so sometimes I just want to run out the door. So I have been using a glam team now, and they make my life so much easier because they can do my face in about 30 minutes, and it's great, and I love that. But yes, I just got inspired because, you know, I could never find the perfect shade of red, and I was always like, oh, wouldn't it be so great just to create like the perfect shade of red? And then I also love, you know, eyeshadow palettes, but I hated, like, you know, you'd buy a palette and you'd like three of the colors, and then the other, you know, six or whatever that are in the palette, you never use those colors. And so I was like, I want to make a palette that's very universal for all skin tones, browns that work for every color of every skin tone. So that's pretty much what I did. It's a very beautiful neutral palette with some pinks in there and mauves, browns, but it is perfect for literally everyone. And that's my favorite palette that I use. And then in terms of makeup, I'm always switching it up, but I am obsessed with your iconic overcurl mascara, I think is what it's called.
Oh yes, I love that mascara.
Oh, the brush is just like the perfect, you get like the perfect curl, and it's so thick and you can layer, and I just love it. I just love it, love it, love it.
And do you like to do the kind of same look when you're off camera and not filming, or do you like to have kind of down days? I know you spoke about the no makeup makeup trend as something that you're enjoying right now.
You know, when I'm not working, I'm never wearing makeup. However, if I want to leave the house and not look like a crazy person, I always put mascara on. So I would say the no makeup makeup look for me is really mascara and concealer with a little bit of bronzer and lip gloss, and that is it. That's my go-to, and I do that, you know, when I don't have a lot of time, or even, you know, just when I want to look a little bit more natural.
And do you have any tips for applying that? So whether it's concealer or mascara, kind of what are your tips, I guess, for getting ready in a hurry if you need to kind of dash out the door?
What I always do is I always do mascara first, because just in case there's any fallout and you have to wipe it. So I always start with my eyes, start with mascara, and then the concealer. I like to kind of make a triangle around my eyes, bring it down to my nose. Also, I'll do a little bit of concealer on the creases of the sides of my noses, or my nose, where it gets red, I guess. And then a little bit on the forehead and a little bit on the chin if I'm, you know, a little bit red that day. And I just use my Beauty Blender really quickly with water. I squeeze it out. And then dab it with a towel, use my Beauty Blender, and then I love a nice setting powder over that. I'll do sometimes MAC because they have a really good coverage, or if I want something that's a lighter coverage, I'll do something like Laura Mercier. Actually, Nikita Dragon makes a really good setting powder. I like hers a lot, so I'll use that. And then my favorite bronzers right now would have to be Dior. Makes really great bronzers as well.
Yes, I love the new Dior bronzer, the one with the kind of C stamped into it. Such
yes,
a good one,
exactly.
Really nice baked formula. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And has your makeup routine changed much since having, you know, your baby, which you spoke about, and your hair? Has your makeup routine changed a lot? Do you have to get, you know, ready really quickly?
Yeah, I find that I don't have as much time as I did before. So we have to do a lot and as much as we can in a really short period of time. So there's times where with my hair, I'm just like, okay, fine, whatever. I'll just leave it down. I won't even curl it, you know. So for me, makeup is a little bit more important than hair. Hair, you know, whatever. People understand. you know, I don't always have the time to do fabulous updos, but yeah, I've noticed a lack of time for sure, but I'd rather put that in, you know, into my makeup routine. And the hair, if I have time, I'll do something fabulous. If not, I'll just throw it up.
Well, it always looks fabulous, whatever you do. So, I'm with you. I feel like a little bit of makeup, concealer, mascara, and like you say, good to go. And we will be right back with Christine after this. So welcome back. And we are on your third piece of advice, Christine. And we're going to talk about treatments. So what is your best piece of treatment advice?
I'll be honest with you. I don't do facials. I'm probably the only person in the whole entire world who doesn't do facials or lasers or anything like that. I'm just, my skin is so sensitive, so I can't really do anything like that. However, I do love a lot of in-home routines. I love to start off with eye patches. There's a brand called Three Skin. It's got like the, it's like the Roman numerals. Three Skin, and they have really, really great under eye patches that are so juicy and like stay to your skin and they don't slide down your face. I absolutely love those. And then they have masks that are really great as well. Hyaluronic acid is a really great one as well. And then there's this really great skin treatment that I love when I feel myself breaking out. It's called, I'm going to butcher this name. I'm so sorry, Mario. Mario Badescu.
Oh, yes. The classic.
Yes. And I love that. I use that probably 3-4 times a week. I think that's so great. And then Sisley. I'm a huge brand. I'm a huge fan of Sisley. I love their night creams. There's this one called Rose Oil Night Cream. And it's like a moisturizer, but it's like oil and it's so like luxurious and just creamy and amazing, and it makes my skin just feel so good. And they also have an under eye serum as well, and I just love all their products because they're all natural. But in terms of treatments, it's more like in-home treatments. Maybe that's because of COVID too. My life shifted a little bit, but it's all, you know, stuff that I can do at home, from facials to, you know, creams and stuff like that.
I love that you've got your own kind of in-house salon going on there with your under eye patches and, yeah, face masks.
Pretty much.
Also, it's nice to be able to do on the time that you want, you know, you can kind of, you're like, oh, and we even spoke a little bit before this podcast and you said, I've got a face mask on now. You've been on a flight, you're, you know, very busy and back to back. So being able to fit those treatments in around your lifestyle as well.
Yep.
So for your fourth piece of advice, let's talk about nails. So you always have, you know, perfectly manicured nails, and I need to hear this advice. What is your best nail advice?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, for the longest time, I was doing sets of nails, which means, you know, I was getting the gel tip extensions. I was keeping them for a week and a half, you know, maybe 2 weeks, and then taking them off and getting a new set. And I was noticing that my nails were getting thinner and thinner and thinner because it's so much wear on your actual nail. But I love my nails to be long. So my nail artist said, listen, why don't we just start with hard gel and you can just grow out your own natural nails underneath. That way I'm not removing full sets each time and your nails can remain strong. So that's something that I've been doing over the past 3 months. And I really, really, really love because I'm looking underneath and like my nails are growing like they never would have grown before because of this gel, which is really great. And I love that. And if I want to change the color, sorry, my dog.
It's like your dog in the background. Love it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he wants to chime in. But I love it because if I want to change the color, you know, it doesn't affect the integrity of the nails or anything like that. So I've really been into the gel form manicures these days.
Yes, I'm a big fan of a gel too. Oh, I love that you've got your dog in the background as well. I feel like we need video this so we can
see. I
feel
so bad.
No, I'm, don't.
I keep taking like his toys away.
Oh, bless him. I bet he's got the big puppy dog eyes on you right now.
I'm just trying not to look at him.
For your fifth piece of advice, let's talk about fragrance. So I've read before that, you know, you're a total fragrance lover and that you probably have about 350, if not more, fragrances. Is that right?
Yes, I do. I have tons. It's a problem.
Very good problem to have. But talk to me about your best piece of fragrance advice.
My best piece of fragrance advice would be when you're buying perfumes, only buy something with a high oil concentration. I think it's so important for the perfume to last. And a lot of people buy, you know, EDTs and they wonder why, hey, I sprayed this and I don't smell it anymore. I think it's so important to invest in the right perfume as opposed to a bunch of, you know, eau de toilettes that, you know, don't give you the result that you're really looking for. That's why I think it's so important to look at oil and the percentage that they use when you're buying it. And also, which is actually why I made my own perfume, believe it or not, because I got so tired of, you know, everyone else smelling like me. There was one perfume in LA that everyone was wearing. And I got so tired. Like, I started that fragrance. Like, no one knew what that was when it came out.
Which fragrance was it? I'm going to guess what it is.
Baccarat.
Is it Maison Francis?
Yes, thank you.
Baccarat Rouge. I thought you were going to say that. Such an incredible fragrance, though.
Yes, I love that fragrance. And I was wearing it for so long. But then, like, you know, my hairstylists were wearing it. My makeup artists were wearing it. I was like, what? I was like, no. So I just got so tired of it. I actually contacted a perfume house, and I made my own fragrance. And I wanted it to be a really high concentration of oil. So it's about 20 to 25% concentration of oil. So it lasts really long on the skin. And it's a gourmand, so it smells very much like... it has notes of almond, raspberry. It kind of smells like sexual cotton candy, like for a grown-up. It's really, really beautiful. It's a great scent. So I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, to sell that. And so I've kind of been selling that on my closet site. But I need to scale up a little bit because I sold out of everything. So within a minute. So I think I might be in the
good sign.
I might be in the perfume industry next. I don't know.
So next time we speak to you on the podcast, it's going to be Perfume Empire.
I think so. I'm okay with it.
I mean, I'm okay with that. I want to smell it. I want to wear it. It sounds, brilliant.
I'll send you one as soon as I get more shipments in.
Oh, amazing. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And that is our fifth piece of advice done. But we finish each episode with your final question, which is your biggest beauty blunder. So a light-noted heart to finish on, you know, from waxing appointments gone wrong to we've had a lot of brow blunders. What would you say your biggest beauty blunder is?
In general or just recently?
In general. It can be any time or recently.
Well, I'll just say I think my biggest beauty blunder would be my hair, because it's always such a situation to take out, and I've worn ponytails the past 2 days in a row, and they're so difficult to get out, so difficult. I'm like, I don't know why I keep doing this to myself. Why do I keep torturing myself? But the last ponytail that I had about 30 pearls in it that were glued into my head, and it took me like 2.5 hours to get the glue out after that. So I'm like, okay, no more hairstyles like this. Like, I did this for too long. Nope. I'm just trying to preserve the integrity of my hair right now. So sorry, there's not going to be as many crazy hairstyles on Selling Sunset season 5 right now.
Oh my goodness.
I was traumatized.
2.5 hours. That's hilarious.
It was bad. It was really bad.
Also, that is commitment to the cause.
Yeah, it was nutty. I had 30 beads in my head, like trying to pull them all out and then having to put remover in my hair and then just peel it out. Like, it was like gum in your hair, and it took so long. My husband and I were sitting in the shower like for 2.5 hours trying to get it out. It was so bad.
Oh, no.
So that's my beauty blunder, is all of my silly hair mistakes.
Oh, well, I love it. No, thank you for sharing that piece of advice with your blunder, but also your 5 pieces of an amazing advice, and they were all really brilliant. So yeah, thank you for joining us, and thank you everyone else for listening.
Thank you so much.
So great to have Selling Sunset's Christine Quinn on Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. Thanks again to her, and thanks again to you for being with us. See you next time.